Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nightmare bosses have a way of destroying our mental health, of trapping us in the present by making us scared of what could happen next. Luckily, many of us manage to eventually move to another job or department, but that does leave a lot of mental scarring. We want to move forward and forget that time of stress and trauma. But what if we can't? What if the nightmare tries to come back? That's what happened to Samantha after she thought she'd finally broken free and escaped. My name's Sam Blacker, and you're listening to I Work With a Nightmare.
Started of this job at around 19 years old. I did a few jobs prior, but at this particular industry, it was pretty new to me. So I didn't know much of what I was doing.
Samantha was new and was still learning a lot. And that's when she met Andrea.
So I was assigned to a superior that was pretty horrible to me, and she was very impatient.
And Andrea really did the classic hits of a nightmare boss, starting with regularly criticizing and demeaning Samantha.
Let's just say I was given a specific task, and if I didn't do it correctly, instead of like really teaching me how to do it properly, she would just like tell me that I don't get it, or was really harsh with me, like I'm not doing it fast enough. It's kind of not harassment at that point, but like a degrading feeling whenever, you know, I come to her or I do something for her.
And of course, in a small workforce, another classic move is to gossip and talk openly.
There was another person at the same level as I am that she wasn't as harsh, and they were always together and I was singled out. So there's three of us. So I really felt left out. They would talk about me even within earshot. You know, it's kind of like being in high school. It's weird.
But there was one moment that stuck in Samantha's mind.
Like the worst moment I experienced was I was on my way to the project in a taxi cab, and I can't remember what I did or what she was mad about. But we were on call, and she said, "You're really, really stupid," and dropped the call on me.
This regular abuse had a devastating effect on Samantha.
It really made me cry. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, what am I doing wrong? Why is she that mean to me? And there was even a point that I wanted to resign because of her. Good thing I didn't.
And it is a very good thing she stayed, because things changed.
The project we were managing, the clients, so they come back and forth to the country, but eventually they decided to, you know, assign some people, semi-permanent people here to manage it with us, and we were seconded to them.
And with this new client came one particular manager.
So I was working closely together with the client, and then she noticed that I was scared or aloof from my boss. And then eventually she had to ask me, like, what is she doing to you? Because, you know, I noticed this and that.
At a breaking point and finally being offered kindness, Samantha opened up and was rewarded for doing so.
Even I was like teary-eyed when I said this, like, yeah, she was just kind of horrible to me. And but I remember when she told me, "Don't worry, our company is signing a contract with their company and you're going to be seconded with us. So I'm going to be your new boss. You don't even have to worry about this.
And things changed instantly.
So that's how things kind of got better with me. As soon as that contract got signed, I wasn't obligated to report to that other boss anymore, though we are from the same company. Since we're seconded, I am not obliged to report to the client. So from then on, she nurtured me, trained me, and I actually got really better. I mean, from the person I was getting yelled at and telling me that I was stupid, there was a time that I would actually believe it. But, you know, from the training of this particular person from the client side, by the end of that project, I am reporting to directors, and I am, you know, that person that people go to.
It was a drastic change, and Samantha felt amazing. But life is always changing.
I had a baby. So after I had my baby, I rested for a while, and then I was looking for a new job. And then there was a new project in our country that we are eyeing on. So some of my previous workmates or colleagues were already in the project. So I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Here's my CV if you guys can get me in.
So, eager to get back into the workforce, Samantha applied for the job. But the response was a little disheartening.
Maybe for about like 3 weeks, I heard nothing. And they were like, hey, we already gave your CV and we don't know what's happening. So I didn't think much of it.
But once again, Samantha had a guardian angel, the same woman who'd helped her out previously.
So good boss. She came back for a little vacation. So she had held a little reunion for us. So I mentioned to her, like, I gave my CV in this project and I didn't receive any callback. I didn't hear anything. So what she did was she introduced me to the boss in that project and said, hey, this is my kid. She handled this project. You should hire her. And then shortly after that, I did get a call back and I did become part of that project.
Samantha landed the job and things were going great until she heard from her old nightmare boss, Andrea.
So 3 years later, there was a recession in New Zealand, or, you know, where they went, and then she needed a new job. She reached out to me asking if we have any opening in where I'm at. And I said, okay, I will check.
I know. Samantha is a much nicer person than the rest of us. Most of us wouldn't give a nightmare the time of day, let alone help them with a job. But Samantha did try to help.
She gave her resume or CV to me. And I did try to sell it to my bosses, my current bosses. But they just shut me out. They're just like, oh, no, we don't have any opening. That's it.
So it was shut down. And Samantha thought nothing more about it until a few years later.
There was a little ruckus with what's happening in New Zealand. I learned that the bad boss made enemies there, including my good boss. So she was telling me about it, that, you know, things happened and she started gossip.
And it was at that time that Samantha's good boss, the guardian angel, revealed something truly surprising about Andrea, her nightmare boss.
They were like, remember that application from years back at the beginning? She was trying to hold that up. That is why it took weeks before I got anything. And you know, my good boss had to kind of like interfere with that so I would get into that project.
This was absolutely crazy. And Samantha was blown away.
Everything just kind of like dawned on me. You know, this is like years after I tried to help you get a job, but I didn't know that you were the person who was trying to sabotage me to getting this job in the first place.
It is truly wild that a woman could actively try to prevent an ex-employee from getting another job, only to then ask them for help getting a job years later. But that is exactly what Andrea did. Even more time has passed since then, and Samantha has kept her distance.
We are still friends on Facebook. We pretend that we didn't know anything she did. but I unfollowed her. I don't know what she's up to. I try not to be updated with what she's doing, but yeah, I just try not to at all.
And as for Samantha herself, things are going well.
I am very happy. That new project now that I just mentioned, I am now 5 years into it. I'm on my fifth year now.
Luckily for Samantha, when her boss returned into her life, it was brief and had very little impact. But that is not always the case, and things can become very stressful once again. Hopefully, not for too many of you. If you enjoyed this story, please let other people know about the podcast so we can share it around and get even more stories. Rate and review it at wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a story you want to share about a nightmare coworker or boss, let me know. You can send a message via our Instagram, I Work With a Nightmare, on Insta, or via the website samblacker.com. I'll be back in 2 more weeks with another episode. Until then, good luck at work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.